Random House Audio presents The Man Who Ate His Boots by Anthony Brandt. Read for you by Simon Vance. Introduction. When Lieutenant Edward Parry of the Royal Navy climbed a small hill on what he believed to be the southwest corner of Melville Island in the summer of 1820, he gazed out upon an apparently endless sea of ice stretching west to the horizon. The same ice filled up the strait between Melville Island and land he could just make out in what sailors called the offing, far away to the south, perhaps 50 miles distant. It was August, yet there was no trace of a lane of open water anywhere within sight. The surface of the ice was as hummocky and ridged as the wrinkled surface of a glacier, while the floes close to shore were as thick as a 4-story building is tall. If this was the Northwest Passage, he could plainly see, it would never be navigable. Ice that thick, that old, that hard, could not possibly melt in the brief Arctic summer, and no ship could penetrate it. In the summer of 2007, for the first time in history, this particular route through the Canadian archipelago, the complex maze of islands lying north of the North American continent and east of the Mackenzie River Delta, opened to ship traffic. The following summer, it opened again. All that ice was gone. Thanks to global warming, it is beginning to seem likely that the Northwest Passage will open for longer and longer periods each year, until, perhaps by the end of this century, ice will have vanished from the world altogether, and the ancient dream of a Northwest Passage will have been unexpectedly and inadvertently realized. The potentially apocalyptic consequences of such an event are too well known to need comment. Drowned Island.